show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net. Toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free. We give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts charge for them. So enjoy a free website at freetalklive.com. We talked about taxes last hour. Also talked about the Aqua Teen Hunger Force situation. We'll give you the latest on that story here. It's not a happy ending, unfortunately. That's all coming up in your calls as well. 800-259-9231. Well, let's go to the phones and to the phone. Let's talk to Calvin in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Calvin.
How you guys doing this evening?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, there's a lot of people out here like myself that would be more than willing to go along with this, not pay federal taxes.
Okay.
Because, well, we've all heard their arguments on both sides. But you got to remember, there's a lot of us that have children.
Yep.
And
you have families and
we
stuff.
We cannot lead the way with children, because the government, you know as well as I do, will yank them away from you quickly.
So essentially, they're using...
Now, how would the government take your children if you didn't pay taxes? I'm just wondering.
Well,
what
if you didn't pay taxes, not only are they going to arrest me, but they're going to arrest my wife.
They are.
Now, if they arrest us, what happens to our kids?
They go into foster care.
Immediately. Mm-hmm. Then your other members of your family, your parents and that type such, have to fight to get the kids back.
Yeah.
Right.
So how would somebody like us be able to turn around in that situation and be able to go along from the beginning? It makes it really hard to do.
I see that. I understand. I never had once suggested that not paying taxes was an easy thing to do. It's simple, but it's not easy. It's simple in that all you have to do is just stop. It's not easy in that it's scary, and things could be taken from you. I mean, yes, I understand you've got children, but I've got houses, so it's not like I've got absolutely nothing to lose.
I'm bouncing a little baby house on my knee.
Just my house? No big deal. I can replace that.
Well,
it's
not easy to replace a house. I mean, it's not
easier to replace a house than trying to get back children.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, and I can't empathize. I sympathize with your situation, but I just wonder what it's going to take. I mean, what would it take to convince you to stop paying taxes?
If there were enough people that could get together at the same time and do it in a group, as a group, let everybody know that, hey, put our names out there. We're the ones that are doing it. We're standing here. We're right behind you.
How many people?
Honestly, I don't know what kind of figures it would take. How many people are in the U.S.? How many people would it take where the government would be able to turn around and say, that's just too many. We can't argue with that. We cannot use our powers.
I can't imagine that they would ever just give up, but they may stop doing something about it. And there's a lot of people out there that don't pay taxes that they're not doing anything about.
Well, there are millions of Americans that don't pay taxes.
I've heard numbers like 67 million, 68 million people.
I've heard numbers like that, too, yeah.
I can't.
Well,
I don't know. It's crazy to me.
Who are they?
Well,
nobody knows. We don't hear about them. That's
right.
A big problem. How can you say, okay, there's 6 million people out there not paying taxes? Okay, great. Where can I find these people? Where can I... be able to address it.
They're all flying
under
the radar.
Down the road.
They're all flying under the radar. None of them want to be found. None of them want to be singled out. None of them want to be pointed out.
That's why they need to do it as a group.
Well, now there's the We the People organization.
The others, like myself.
Now hold on. There's the We the People organization. What about them? Do they count?
I'm sorry, I didn't miss that.
Do We the People count the thousands of individuals who are filing or in right now in the middle of a class action lawsuit against the federal government?
Yes, you do, but we're not hearing about it. That's
oh, yeah,
problem.
You are.
We've talked about them on this show
many times.
This is the first time I've ever listened to your show.
Oh, okay.
GiveMeLiberty.org.
I recently was talking to some people, and my views came out, and they looked at me and they said, you're not a Republican, you're a Libertarian.
Excellent.
Go to GiveMeLiberty.org. And check out the We the People organization.
Yeah, the We the People organization is a national organization of pretty liberty-minded people that has essentially filed a class action lawsuit against the federal government. And the essence of the suit is that if you don't want to answer our questions, and they've got a variety of questions that they're asking the government, they're asking questions about taxes, they're asking questions about the legality of the Iraq War, they're asking a variety of, again, questions to the federal government that the feds refuse to answer. This is a group that is essentially saying, hey, look, you know, we are law-abiding people. We wouldn't mind paying the taxes if you would just take the time to answer these simple questions. questions that we have for you, but they won't answer the questions, and so therefore these thousands of Americans have decided that they are going to stop paying taxes, and a number of them are families, people with families, a number of them are people with children. So head over to, yes, givemeliberty.org, that's givemeliberty.org.
I've already written that down.
And learn more about that. And thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the toll-free packet8.net line. Now, of course, how is it that people are supposed to hear about organizations like the We the People group? You can't. There's no national reporting that goes on organizations like this. It's like there's a media blackout when it comes to anti-tax groups. It's almost as though they don't exist. You have to hear about them from a friend or a family member or Free Talk Live. Otherwise, you just aren't going to come across the information. And so there you go.
I don't know why it is that they don't mention them on the news, but they don't. And there's thousands of people that belong to this We the People organization.
Why don't they get mentioned on the news? That's another question entirely. Some might suggest that it's all a conspiracy by the news people to pump up the government. Why that would be, I'm not sure. Maybe it's because the elites or whatever are all working together to keep us all enslaved. I don't know. Let's go to Ken in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Ken.
Hello.
Hi, Ken. What's on your mind?
Hey, my understanding, and I'm not really a constitutional expert, is I've heard it argued that the 16th Amendment only provided provisions for basically kind of a capital gains tax for corporations.
It doesn't look that way. I mean, when you read it.
No?
No.
I can't say that I have read it directly, so...
I understand. It seems like a lot of people, you know, have that. They've been given that sort of impression. I have too. I've heard some people argue very effectively in that direction.
And that would make sense, wouldn't it? Because if you're a corporation, then you have gone through the process of becoming government approved.
Right.
You are a government approved entity. A corporation is something that the government created. It's a legal fiction, as they call it. And so your point makes a lot of sense. In that if you've jumped through the hoops to become a corporation, then you have to also jump through whatever other hoops the government puts up for you in order to retain your corporate status.
It's kind of interesting how the rise of the income tax system and the Federal Reserve System seems to have kind of gone hand in hand in recent years with a push to eliminate capital gains tax.
Yeah, I don't know much about that.
Well, you don't have to really dig too deep. I mean, Republican, mostly on the Republican side, like supply-siders like Ronald Reagan, I remember pushing largely for elimination of the capital gains tax.
I understand why they would want to do that, but I mean, mostly the capital gains tax helps the rich, the people that are the very least invested. I'm not saying that people shouldn't be... that people should be taxed on, the rich people should be taxed, the rest of them shouldn't, or anything like that. I'm just saying that it, I don't know, I mean, it has bad PR to it.
Yeah, it does, but I mean, it's just the idea that, like, elimination of capital gains tax, and I mean, it's pretty clear cut, they've said elimination of capital gains tax seems to, like, could position an elite, like, living completely above the tax.
I mean, sure, would.
There are people who live exclusively off capital gains. And
they absolutely
an elimination
do.
Of
I'm working
capital,
on it.
Right. So, it's interesting. It's damn interesting. So, it makes me, wonder...
Ken, do you pay taxes? Do you pay income taxes?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
It's kind of a moot point. Well, I'm on a... I have my taxes withheld.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned this whole exemption thing. I never knew that was even an option, so it kind of raised some eyebrows. Like, I never even thought about not paying federal income tax.
I'm not sure how you go about doing it. I know Julia's looking into the details
just
on that.
Just on the W-4.
It's something about
a W-4. Check.
Is it just a box you check?
Basically, yeah.
It's just a box you check for exemption. As I understand it, it's just
so if you've already filled the W-4 out, you get another one and you resubmit another one.
You need to ask your employer for another one.
Mm-hmm.
Give that a shot, Ken.
The 16th Amendment says that without regard to any census or enumeration, it doesn't sound to me like you'd run a census on corporations. You run a census to count people.
Yeah.
I think the 16th Amendment's about people.
Thanks for the call, man, and Soylent Green is as well. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, the latest on the Aqua Teen Hunger Force situation on the way.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like witching wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. Shrine of Female listeners included. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo. To prove that they listen to the show, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That is Shrine. freetalklive.com.
Who's the most pro-liberty individual in the United States Congress?
Ron Paul. Ron Paul.
Most people would say that it's Ron Paul. Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th, 2007. It's coming up, what, week and a half?
That's less than 2 weeks, yeah.
meet presidential candidate Congressman Ron Paul and other influential people. You see how excited I am about meeting him?
Yeah, you called him Ron Paul.
Ron Paul. Ron Paul. That's hilarious. Oh, my. Register at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org. Meet Ron Paul.
1-800-259-9231. We've been talking taxes. Now we're going to shift gears back to the story about Aqua Teen Hunger Force. As you know, about a week's time ago, there was a bit of an explosive controversy, so to speak, coming out of Boston, which, of course, actually had nothing to do whatsoever with explosives, though the mayor of Boston and the Boston Police Department would have very much liked it to have. I mean, if it had actually had something to do with explosives, then they might have actually looked like they were competent.
Right.
But instead, the story was, of course, that there were some individuals who placed some signage up around the city of Boston, as well as other cities. Austin, New York, Portland, I think 9 or 10 cities around the country had these Aqua Teen Hunger Force flashing light signs posted out and around the city. And they were up for 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, until somebody finally took notice of it. Somebody paranoid, apparently, took notice of one of the signs, got all upset and called the police. The police rolled out the bomb trucks.
Apparently they thought the Penguin had Boston under siege and had put flashing lights with little characters with shooting the bird at the police. And they were going to blow up and shoot noxious gas all over the city.
Yeah.
And everybody would die with a big smile on their face.
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Am I supposed to believe this?
It is.
Am I supposed to believe that these bureaucrats that we pay are that freaking stupid?
But what's even more unbelievable is how the story has wrapped up at this point. It's how pathetic Turner Broadcasting has turned out to be. I thought for a little while, guys, that this was going to turn out okay, because when they arrested the two dudes that had put up the signs, they were sort of laughing it off. They were playing it off as though it was a big joke. They were doing a press conference all about hairstyles instead of actually answering questions about the signs.
Good comedy.
Which I thought was absolutely brilliant. So I thought this is good. This bodes well for the end of this particular story. But no, in fact, the ending isn't so happy. According to the Associated Press in Atlanta, the head of the Cartoon Network resigned on Friday following a marketing stunt that caused a security scare in Boston. No, the stunt didn't cause the scare. The overreacting authorities caused their own scare.
Yeah, they did.
The announcement about Jim Samples resigning was made in an internal memo sent to Cartoon Network staffers. In a statement to employees, Samples says he regrets the stir that the stunt caused. Samples said, quote, "It's my hope that my decision allows us to put this chapter behind us and get back to our mission of delivering unrivaled original animated entertainment for consumers of all ages." Samples said he felt compelled to step down, effective immediately, in recognition of the gravity of the situation that occurred under my watch.
Can't imagine. What gravity?
Yeah, why is he doing this? You didn't do anything wrong, man. You just went out and you tried to promote one of your shows, and some idiots in the Boston Police Department, some fools in Boston government decided to take it a little bit too far, to take you a little bit too seriously.
I just don't understand why these people don't have any cojones when it comes to this stuff.
When it comes to standing up against the government?
Why? In this
that's
particular
what I
circumstance,
know.
What is Boston going to do to TBS?
Well, that's what I'd like to know. A replacement for Samples, who'd been with the company for 13 years, by the way, was not immediately announced. The Cartoon Network is a division.
13 years? It sounds like he started the place. Network hasn't been around that long.
It's a division of the Atlanta-based Turner Broadcasting, whose parent is media giant Time Warner Incorporated. On Monday, Turner Broadcasting and an advertising agency agreed to pay $2 million in compensation for planting blinking electronic devices around the Boston area in a publicity stunt that set off a terrorism scare. No, again, the stunt didn't set off the scare.
Right.
The Boston fools set off the scare.
But the amazing thing is the media has just fell in line every single time with the authorities on this one.
Yep.
Nothing but a bunch of sycophants. It's like they, this is where we get our news from these people. We can't call a spade a spade here. And maybe they don't even know. Maybe they're not even looking at it. I was listening to a Boston radio station, I think it was it was certainly the weekend after it occurred, and I was listening to the show where this woman, I can't remember her name, but she's a police spokesperson during the week.
Okay.
And on the weekend, she has her own talk show on, I think it's WBZ, I'm not sure.
Okay.
And, you know, the people that were calling in, they wanted these kids hung. They wanted to hang
them. The Bostonians?
Yes. They wanted to crucify these children.
What a bunch of
idiots. Young men. They were saying, oh, well, they're pot-smoking, long-haired idiots. Let's kill them. I mean, there was no...
Oh, my gosh.
There was not even any thought to it. It's none of them made any kind of relevant conversation about it. All they were saying was, well, they knew what they were doing. They knew they'd bring us to a standstill. They knew that the big guns would come out and the bombs would come. They'd be flying around with the Joker with his big jet airplane.
Thank goodness we've got Boston authorities here to keep us safe from these flashing lights.
These people are nuts.
Yeah, they are nuts. And you know what? You'd think that maybe this was the way most Americans were thinking, but ABC News did a poll about this particular thing. They asked who's at fault in the scare, and the vast majority, 12,000 of the respondents in a total vote of 15,000, over 12,000 people responded and said that the local, state, and federal authorities were responsible for this. So
a majority said that?
The vast majority of respondents
maybe they were
in this
only,
poll.
You know how they screen phone calls on radio shows? I couldn't believe that nobody would disagree with this.
It's amazing. It's just incredible. Now, the $2 million is what Turner Broadcasting is going to pay to the government. The agreement between Turner, Interference Incorporated, and several state and local agencies resolves any potential civil or criminal claims against the two companies. They paid off the government so they wouldn't have any charges brought against them. They were scared of the government in this particular case. Turner
Broadcasting. Which government?
I don't know.
Boston?
Boston government, apparently.
What is Boston going to do to Turner?
Boston and the feds, because Department of Homeland Security was involved as well.
But what is Homeland Security wasn't brought out into
yes,
this?
Yes, they were.
Well, hold
yes,
on. Homeland Security... Why didn't Homeland Security stop all those other blinking lights in those other nine cities?
Because they're
incompetent. We should be able
booths.
To bring a suit against the Homeland Security. My God! We could have all died from those blinking lights in those other towns where they didn't stop traffic. What about all the harbors in all those other towns where they didn't stop all the boats from going in and out with those blinking lights around. Are you telling
everywhere.
Me the Homeland Security's that incompetent?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
God.
They're a bunch of idiots.
This is so stupid. Turner.
Anybody who actually wants to
I
plant a
bomb. I wish I was Turner. I wish I was Ted Turner.
Me too. I wish I was as well, because I would have stood up against this, because Turner Broadcasting has the money to say, flip
got,
off, screw you.
He's got the cameras. He can get out there and he can hold a press conference and tell these people, look, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
This is the most incompetent display
bring your lawsuits.
Of anything you...
Bring them on. Bring your lawsuits, bad boys. You got nothing. You're a bunch of cowards, you're a bunch of mama's boys, and you're idiots.
Just
people that actually think, if you really still think that the government's going to keep you safe after all of this, you really think that? If you're someone who feels that way, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Is the government going to keep you safe? 1-800-259-9231. Do you really believe that? This is Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you going to get it through your head that there is no quick fix, no free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Shelley, you look oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I think it's something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com. This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. Want to hear from somebody who believes that Homeland Security is going to keep them safe. 1-800-259-9231. Is the number for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there, completely free. And that does include the updates. You get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And do you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So get your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com or 1-800-657-5066. So the news about the Aqua Teen Hunger Force situation in Boston has finally boiled over. It's completely pretty much done at this point. The news is all bad. Turner Broadcasting and an advertising agency have agreed to pay $2 million in compensation for planting blinking electronic devices around the Boston area in a publicity stunt.
Actually, $1 million of it's compensation for the $500,000 they spent. And the other $1 million is really compensatory, you know, something like something much more, you know, it's punishment.
Yeah, well,
so I'm sorry, money.
Compensation meaning like the money's not going to compensate anybody. It's just going back into the coffers of the government.
Well, the government spent money on what it did, and but it didn't. But what about the people who lost money from, you know, what about FedEx?
Mm-hmm.
How many packages were late? What about the pizza delivery guys? What about people who are trying to get their product into the harbor and they were a day late? When all that merchandise is a day late, that's a lot of stuff. You know,
I don't think the city of Boston is going to be doling out any of those funds.
No, you don't think they're going to give that to everybody?
No, don't think so.
That they inconvenienced with their stupid little shenanigans?
The agreement between Turner and several state and local agencies resolves any potential civil or criminal claims against the two companies. Bomb squads were called in and bridges and highways shut down January 31st, where authorities found more than 36 electronic boards depicting a boxy cartoon character giving the finger. Oh no! What will we do? We'll shut down the entire city of Boston over this.
The device is planted in a subway station, on bridges, and other spots turned out to be part of a publicity campaign for the Cartoon Network's Aqua Teen Hunger Force. The campaign also had been staged in 9 other big U.S. cities in recent weeks without drawing as much attention. Turner, because apparently more idiots live in Boston. I guess that's really what the lesson to be learned here is. More stupid people live in Boston, Massachusetts than anywhere else in the country. Turner and Interference, a New York City-based marketing company, have accepted full responsibility and apologized. Jim Samples, who is the head, was the head of Cartoon Network, has stepped down, said in his statement to employees that his future will hold new professional challenges. I will always cherish the experience of having worked with you. I appreciate the support that you have shown me, said Samples in his memo. He added, as a friend and a fan, I also look forward to seeing your best and most personally fulfilling work yet. Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, blah, blah, blah. Each of you deserve nothing less. Well, isn't that nice? And so that's how it all ends. $2 million paid out to various different governments for their overreaction. Isn't it nice? You, as a government, you can overreact and get paid.
Yeah.
You can overreact and threaten, because that's what they did. The government, in this particular case, was threatening all sorts of action and lawsuits and scariness against Turner Broadcasting and this particular publicity organization. And so they backed down, just like everybody backs down when it comes to fighting the government. Everybody backs down. A bunch of mama's boys is what this country's turned into. A bunch of cowards.
I don't understand.
I'm sick of it.
You know, I mean, just because the government, I guess it's their legitimacy. I'm not really sure I even understand why it is that people wouldn't tell them to go take a jump in a lake.
I don't understand it either. If you can explain to me why it is that people are so deferent to authority, why it is that they believe that whatever the authorities say must be the right thing to do, we must not challenge them, we must not stand up against their decisions. 800-259-9231. As we go to the phones and talk to Lee in Mississippi, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Lee.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for being on the air. What's on your mind?
What do you guys think about the Constitution Party and the Libertarian Party uniting in support of Ron Paul?
I think that would be great. I'll take votes for Ron Paul from any position I can get them.
I'm normally not much of a fan of the Constitution Party, but if they want to get behind Ron Paul, I think that's a good choice for them.
I think it's a good choice for them.
Well, I mean, he is pro-life, and that's one of their major staples. So,
yep.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, no one's going to agree with everyone on everything. But
he's pretty anti-immigration. He's probably.
You know, I'm going to have to. We're going to have to get him on the show and ask him about that. I find it hard to believe that he's really anti-immigration. How you can be a liberty-oriented person and be anti-immigration, that I just don't understand.
Well, define anti-immigration for me, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead, define that, Mark, because I don't understand.
Well, basically, we don't want people from Mexico coming in the country anymore.
Well, okay, I'm from Mississippi, so I'm obviously stereotypical South, but just my personal opinion, I don't mind people coming here from all over the world. Just come legally and come in an orderly fashion so that...
Would you think it was okay if we made the immigrants that came in the country, if we, say, made them give their left arm in order to come? Do you think that that would be a reasonable thing to ask them?
No.
Well, what difference... But it's legal, right? That's what we asked them to do. That's fair, isn't it?
I just want them to come by the laws that maybe that we have already.
But we have laws.
The laws suck.
The laws stink, really.
Okay.
Which is why I want to hold Ron Paul.
You're a guy from Mississippi, right? So you sound like a white guy. Chances are good your ancestors moved here somewhere within the last 300 years, right?
Correct.
Why don't we kick out all the white people? Why don't the Indians kick out all the white people? They're really not here legitimately.
You're right, man. We can go that far back if you want to.
And that's it.
You're right.
You know, the fact is, there weren't laws that were covering this when your ancestors came, or even if there were some laws, they were minor ones that checked them for ticks and fleas at the border and then let them go after 3 days. I mean, really minor stuff. Now we have this huge pile of paperwork that these people have to
pay. Don't forget the fees. Fees.
Poor and ignorant people have to pay thousands of dollars, and then don't forget the lawyers that you've got to get just to get into the country, wait 10 years? My God, that's not fair. Follow the laws. The laws stink.
Right, which
well,
is why I want to hold Ron Paul. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm just saying that a lot of laws, I agree with you on that, a lot of laws are just...
I'm talking about these specifically.
Unnecessary. I don't know. I just kind of.
I say if people
want to
work, they want to feed their families, they should be allowed to come into the country. Now, I don't believe that I should be obligated to give them one penny from welfare, one penny in public schools, none of that stuff. I don't believe that should be an obligation. I don't believe I should have to give that to an American citizen or a foreigner. But
yeah.
I think that if somebody wants to come in here, get a job, and support their family, God bless them. That's what America's about. Come on in.
Yeah, yeah, I can see validity in both sides, but I don't know. I'm just kind of,
all I see is bigotry on the other side. I really do.
Really?
It's all I can't figure out one good reason. Please, I'm a Republican. Help me.
I don't know. I kind of feel like if we had a gigantic influx of just tens of millions of people that aren't from here, it seems like that maybe they would. If they're not, I don't know. I mean, we don't even understand our values, or we're mm-hmm. America. You know, the history of the Constitution and stuff like that.
Right.
But especially if people come in instant, you know, tens of millions of people, they have all this, you know, people power that maybe they could alter or change. There's just kind of a fear of that, you know.
I mean, yeah, I understand. Some people are scared that they're gonna move into one geographic location and then take that geographic location over, and then that geographic location will disappear from the union. Why do we care? I mean, if Arizona disappeared from the union tomorrow, why do we care? If it did it willingly. If it seceded from the union.
I don't care about Arizona because I'm not from there.
I'm just saying. That's my question. If you're from Mississippi, suppose Mississippi had 51% Mexican people in it, and those Mexican people got the right to vote, and they voted, I want to secede from the union, we'll secede from the union starting tomorrow.
Hey,
well, you'd sell your house, you'd move to Alabama. I mean, you know.
I'd be for that. I'm not against seceding. I'm for that.
Okay.
Good deal.
Then let's let the Mexicans in.
Let's open the borders. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from
you.
800-259-9231. I mean, yeah, if your concern is that they don't understand the country, then shouldn't we start here first? Because people in America don't understand the country. As has been evidenced by this idiotic response to the Aqua Teen Hunger Force thing. More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B."
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. We are currently the number one podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com, but the lead is
really, really close.
Tenuous.
Yeah, it's like 30 votes.
So we still need your votes to continue being the number one podcast.
Right now, please.
And head over to vote.freetalklive.com if you've yet to do it. It's a once-a-month sort of thing, so easy to do. Vote.freetalklive.com. All it requires is your email address. You will not be spammed. Your email address won't be sold. It just takes you a quick moment. Vote.freetalklive.com, and it makes a big difference for us because us being in the top 10, especially being at number one as we are right now, helps bring more new people to the show, meaning more new people finding the message of freedom and liberty. And that's a good thing, right, guys?
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones, to the amplifier line. It's Mike in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Mike.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
I have a question about the technicalities of trying to not pay your income tax if you do have a job and it's not as easy as working for yourself. You guys mentioned the W-4, and there's basically one box on there that says how many exemptions you want or none, right? That's the box you're talking about?
I believe so. No, that's not it. The exemptions is that's like how much you're going to have taken out of your pay.
Well, now, Julia's the one that's going through all of this. I mean, have you actually gone through the form filling out to discover?
I've seen the form. I believe it says write zero if you claim exempt. And I used to claim exempt when I was a teenager and I worked, and I was allowed to claim exempt. So basically the only difference is that I'm not going to pay at the end of the year what I'm supposed to.
I had thought that meant the opposite. If you claim zero exemptions, then they would pull out everything that they legally could.
Hmm.
That's not the case?
I don't know. I don't believe so.
This is something I've just started looking into right now.
All right, well, then let me ask another related question that you may or may not know yet, because I'm curious. If there is a box that you can check and poof, everything works and you're not, your taxes aren't being stolen from you, your money, that is, that's just income tax, right? You would still be having to pay for Social Security and all that other crap.
That is correct. As far as I know, there's absolutely no way to completely eliminate Medicare or Social Security.
Now, I've got the W-4 up here on the... I've pulled it up. This internet is amazing, I'm telling you. I've got the W-4 here, and line number 7 says, "I claim exemption from withholding for 2007 and certify that I meet both of the following conditions for exemption. Last year, I had a right to refund of all federal income tax withheld because I had no tax liability, and this year I expect a refund of all federal income tax withheld because I expect to have no tax liability. If you meet both of those conditions, write exempt here, line 7. So what you do is write exempt on line 7, and that's it. As far as the numbers and the addition and all that stuff, I can't tell you how that works.
I'd be careful,
it's always
though,
been a mystery,
I mean,
to me.
I'd be careful giving out legal advice, Mark.
I'm not giving legal advice. I'm saying if you meet...
That's what you would do. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm saying if you feel that if you don't want any taxes taken out, you write exempt there. I'm not advising you to do such a thing.
Okay.
That's how you would do it.
Gotcha. Mike, does that make it clear?
No, but it certainly gives me a place to go, and I do appreciate the suggestions. Thank you all.
Very good. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Kelly in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Kelly. Kelly in Colorado.
I had you guys on, and you guys were saying how if we don't let the reckless immigration come in, that would be considered racist. Is that what you said?
My thought process is anybody who's on the other side of this issue, immigration issue, it seems to me whenever I talk to them, I ask them questions, I get them down to their final point, it always seems to be bigotry and about culture, quote-unquote culture.
Mm. Okay. I would say it is a little bit about culture, but here's the deal. I don't think it's fair that, I don't blame the immigrants from coming over there. I think we should help them fix their country, even though we're going into a North American Union anyway. But, again, I don't blame them one bit. Here's the problem. Mexicans, Russians, Chinese, whatever, are coming up through Mexico. Mm-hmm. They're going to hospitals, and they're getting free medical care. I live in Colorado. I know this is a fact.
Okay, I thought we made it clear, but maybe you didn't make it clear enough, Mark.
I said that I didn't believe that I should have to pay for their public school. I said I didn't believe that I should have to pay for their welfare, and I don't believe that a hospital should have to give them medical care under law. The fact is, hospital, and it's a bad law. It says that a hospital has to take you in if it doesn't believe that you can pay if you've had some kind of traumatic injury. And I don't care if you're a Mexican or you're an American. If you can't, that's a business, and if you can't pay, you shouldn't be there getting their...
That's exactly why there is laws for immigration. Yeah, they might be very tedious and bureaucratic, and I agreed. There's things that could be changed. However, why there are laws, and that's why we're not... I can barely afford to go to the doctor myself, and yet I walk in, or I can go down to the bank and try to get a loan. They want my Social Security number. They want all these things, and they're giving illegal immigrants without any type of ID house loans.
What is second? You agree with tyranny because we have tyranny? Is
no,
that what you're
I
saying?
I didn't say anything about tyranny. I am sick of tyranny. I'm saying is the globalists want these people to come over. And there's different factions. About 99% of these About 99% of these poor Mexicans who come over, I feel so sorry for them. If they're out in the street, I give them money. However, what's happening is a lot of them are taking. Let's just say it's 1%. The Reconquistas, the La Razas, the Rajas, all those guys that are in California. My brother lives there. I mean, they want to take it over. And they're ready to they're taking guns and knives and they're ready to do it. Now forget about those guys. What about the people that are going to the hospitals for free, getting loans that they don't even they don't even have to show ID for it.
I don't know anything about a loan that they don't have to show an ID for.
Well, I can tell you that happens all throughout Texas and it happens here in Colorado now. I mean, if you don't take my word for it, look up on the internet.
It seems crazy to me that you can get a loan without an ID. I mean, I wish I could get a loan without an ID.
It's absolutely crazy. I wish I could get a loan without an ID. Happening now.
So then would you agree that we should end welfare and open the borders entirely?
I don't think we should open the borders. I don't think we should. I'm not saying we should. I don't agree with welfare, but, that's a whole different topic.
No, it's not a whole different topic.
That's absolutely wrapped
up in here.
You're saying
that we shouldn't have unfettered immigration. I'm saying we should. And the difference that you and I have is that we have to pay for these people in some capacity or another. I say we don't have to pay for them. They should be able to come to America and work like our ancestors worked and be able to build a life for themselves. You're saying, I'm not sure. Our ancestors had it right. Well, damn right they did. They built one hell of a country here, and now all this welfare crap is ruining it.
If you're saying get rid of welfare, then I'm cool with that too. That's not what I'm calling about.
Right.
But
I'm saying get rid of welfare
and open the borders so the people can come and be free.
What's wrong with that?
No, that's fine. But that's not. But right now you don't have that choice. Right now
we don't have that choice with immigration either, my friend.
Wait a minute. You were talking about Ron Paul, and you were saying that he wants to get firm on immigration. Well, because his only choice now is, we can keep continuing with what we're doing now for the globalists, for the neocons and Bush, or we can apply our laws that we have today. Now, that's right now. It as
Look, I don't know who the globalists are, but as far as the laws that are concerned with today, we
immigration's
just need to get
the baby. Welfare's the bathwater. All right? And that's the problem, and that's what nobody sees in this situation. They keep on, it's easy to put pin it on the Mexicans who are taking our fruit picking jobs. My God, Americans could do those fruit picking jobs too, but, you know, it's.
They can't be. Not for the price that they're willing to. That's the problem here.
Absolutely. You don't like competition, do you?
No.
You don't like low prices. You want to go to Walmart and buy cheap products.
Absolutely not. I'm totally against Walmart. Walmart is part of the problem. These big global companies are the reason, and Bush is being backed by these big global companies. I'm with you on that.
Well,
and
no,
I hate
you're not
Walmart.
With us.
I believe in
Thanks
the free market, and I believe in competition. Now, Walmart isn't entirely a free market entity, but, you know.
Nobody's an entirely free market entity with the way the government is
very
today.
Very difficult to be that.
I believe
that we should have a free market in labor. That means that people that want to work should be able to work.
Meaning there's no minimum wage.
They should be able to set the price that they want to work for.
There's no welfare. There's no minimum wage.
I don't believe in this union socialism nonsense. It doesn't make any sense to me. You can't fix a market. All you do is break it.
So if you continue with that you're talking pure capitalism, which really doesn't make any sense.
No,
at all.
Pure capitalism.
This is exactly. You guys are buying into the mindset of exactly what the globalists want. And who are the globalists? The Rockefellers, the CFR, the
Trilateral Commission.
I just got my check.
Yeah, I know. You guys think it's a joke. Fine.
Yeah, it is a joke. It is
a
big joke.
I just got my check from the Bilderbergers yesterday. I don't think it's a joke. No, absolutely not. That's nonsense that's been taught in these public schools. The fact is, capitalism works.
It works if it's a free market.
Absolutely.
When you have billions and billions of dollars backing of this, of a few companies.
We're talking about going back to a free market, and thanks for the call. Hour number three is on the way. That's what I want. Freedom, liberty, not control. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
All right.